There's a chill in the air here in Boston today. Well, we are officially into fall, so swimming outdoors is almost done. In London, though, there's some year-round spots for the city's residents to take a dip. Three open-air ponds that have been part of London's swimming history for a century. But earlier this year, there was a fight about who could go into one of them, the women's only pond. The World's Allison Herrera has the story.
When you're getting ready to go for a dip in the pool, a lake, or a pond, the last thing you should have to worry about is changing into your swimsuit. But that's exactly what happened to Jane Fay in 2008, when she took her then 5-year-old son to a local swimming pool. She went into the women's changing area, and then
this man just barred the way and went, "You're not going in there." And I said, "Why not?" And he just said, "Well, I'm going to hit you if you do."
I met Fay at a cafe in Soho. At the time when Fay was threatened, she was early on in her transition from male to female. The experience in the changing room was frightening.
I learned very early on in transition that men were dangerous.
When she heard about the Hampstead Heath Ladies Pond, a women's only swimming pond in the middle of London, she assumed it was a safe space for all women, including trans women like her.
The general feeling is that at present, at least in this country, trans people have rights. And those rights are upheld by the law.
Between changing rooms and the infamous bathroom bill controversy in North Carolina, trans men and women are becoming more vocal about their rights. And this means being accepted for the sex they identify as, not the one they were born into. And if that means taking a dip in a pond that's been a women's only space for the last 100 years, then that's their right.
And if you look just down to the bottom of it, to the left, you'll see the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral.
Nikki Mayhew is my tour guide to the sweeping view of Parliament Hill at Hampstead Heath. She's been walking her dog here and swimming at the Ladies' Pond for almost 15 years now.
Because it's one of the ways of making a big city bearable.
Tucked quietly within the nearly 800-acre heath, what we Americans would call a park, is a hand-dug, spring-fed pond visited by thousands of women every year. Earlier this year, some of those women had a problem with some of the other swimmers.
There are some people who are very, very perturbed by the idea of trans women swimming here.
Swimmers sent angry emails to Mayhew, who is the co-chair of the Kenwood Ladies Pond Association, about men being allowed to use the pond.
And I have dealt with correspondence from people who have suffered sexual violence at the hands of men and who have been very scared by the idea of what they perceive as men swimming here.
Mayhew doesn't dismiss those concerns, but she's quick to acknowledge that trans women suffer too.
I mean, if you look at the research on the experiences of transgender women, they are often people who have been the victims of violence and abuse and bullying.
The whole thing just blew up. The Daily Mail, a British tabloid, got wind of it and published what Mayhew considered to be a sensational anti-trans article. Swimmers quoted in the article called transgender women, quote, cross-dressers, and said they were, quote, appalled that men were invading their space.
My personal reaction was horror.
The City of London, which manages the pond, stepped in. A meeting was called between various organizations, including women from a transgender swimming club, to get to the bottom of the incident. And it's all pretty clear. Denying trans women access to the ladies' pond is against the law. The Equalities Act, which was passed in 2010, says so. It was passed to make sure discrimination does not happen in public spaces. Jane Fay feels that a lot has changed since the day she was threatened at the pool. And it's a big part of why she prefers to go to places that are just for women.
There is a constant danger to women from predatory men, and that's always the case.
The day I visit the deep, murky waters of the ladies' pond for a swim, Mayhew and some of the other lifeguards I talk to point out a sign that clearly states transgender women are allowed in this place. The UK is about to reauthorize the Gender Recognition Act to make it easier to change the name on your birth certificate and therefore easier to be recognized for the gender you feel you are. But trans women, like Fay, know that it will take more than an act of legislation or a sign on a pond to change people's minds. For The World, I'm Allison Herrera, London.